We closed our first book promising that our method would help you organize and maintain your space. But you can only lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink. Is there any point in researching the origins of this quote? Wikipedia will surely suggest it's Drake. We were a bit unsure how many people would put our method to work. Suffice it to say, we were stunned by the response and the amount of organized spaces that quickly ensued. We felt like proud Instagram moms seeing all our followers tackle their closets, mudrooms, hard-to-reach shelves, and pantries. Although, didn't we explicitly warn against immediately organizing your pantry before getting your feet wet by tidying smaller spaces? Every time we saw someone tag us in an Instagram story where every single item in their pantry had been taken out and piled all over the kitchen with the caption, "Just received my book in the mail, getting started," we wanted to scream, "No, don't do it!" We're very much hoping all those ambitious go-getters made it out unscathed and didn't end up crouched in a corner crying. Even we have ended up crying over a complicated pantry. Okay, not exactly crying, but certainly taking panicked, shallow breaths and reciting, "Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming." We promise, we're not trying to take away your organizing fun, but we do want to reiterate that starting small and working your way up is the best way to ensure a successfully organized space. Starting on a drawer might seem like an insignificant project, but it can be just as transformative as organizing a larger space. And what is better than an organized bathroom drawer? Helping to eliminate common hassles and improve your everyday life. In other words, no more rummaging around for a hair tie or trying to find a pen to sign a permission slip. Have we sold you on starting small yet? True story. It took us 8+ hours to organize Constance Zimmer's pantry because we were having such a hard time with its dimensions. She actually said goodbye and left us at the house while she went to a holiday party. We were still there at midnight when she got home. Rebranding the No Junk Drawer. So what if a drawer holds random items? As long as everything is contained and categorized and makes sense in your daily routine, that's all that matters. Organization isn't one size fits all, and customizing spaces to your needs is the golden ticket. Top 5 surprises from Book 1. 1. A lot of people took the book on vacation, to a beach, to read about organizing. This is truly shocking, and we can only assume the bookstore was sold out of all thrilling romantic murder mysteries. 2. People checked out copies of our book at their local libraries. Not only were we delighted that folks patronized their libraries, but we were also so flattered that they put holds on our book and then waited for weeks. We received screenshots of library waiting lists from all over the world. 3. Kids like organizing, and not just the ones we gave birth to. We saw so many kids at our book tour events who came with homemade signs or photos of their organizing projects to show us. Naturally, we told all their parents, 1, you're welcome, and 2, do their kids want a job? 4. According to our tagged photos on Instagram, far more dogs like the book than cats. This is not a scientific poll, and we would require more data to accurately report findings, but we definitely need to shore up the cat community. 5. Our book hit the New York Times bestseller list. This is something we will continue to be excited about for the rest of our lives and will likely add to our tombstones. We are this close to making our husbands introduce us as their New York Times best-selling wives. A huge thanks to our readers and fans for supporting the book from day one.